We're holding some Shin Pei Hei, Sif Dalet. Yisrael Shehemer, Yid was Kishmatzach, Hoyle bought him a Shkunas Yisrael. Sheber Lecholashan, he had houses in this Shkuna, where the Yidin had made an area which is supposed to last for the whole year. So, Yimein Loi Pesach Archaklau, that's his only opening, is out into this chotzer of the, where the Jews lived. Who oyser b'chol Shabbos shechal la'achar shehem. Every Shabbos, from that point and onwards, he is a problem, and you're going to have to do a skiras yishus from him. Okay. Or as opposed to the Shabbos, if it happened on Shabbos, that Shabbos remains mutter. We also don't say that once it was mutter for that Shabbos, it remains mutter for, since they made an error for the whole year, and this Shabbos remains mutter, so the next Shabbos is also mutter. That not. Amayesha Pesach Archel Lashkunas and Yehudi. He has a back door which goes out to the Goyish neighborhood. Philu Pesach Kotan Shlohoya Rogaba Mitchil. It wasn't the main opening of the house, it was a smaller opening. So normally he would go out the front, but now we have to assume he'd rather prefer going out to the back, to where the Goyim live, than walking through the chutzner with all the Yidden who he doesn't really feel so comfortable with anymore. Right. We assume that he's part of that chutzner, not this chutzner. There's no need to be scared to shush of him. Okay. Mishaburus of Cotton Zion. The point of every Lechalashana is of the Lerminah. We don't say the Kiyim and Shehotaleza Shabbos is Shecholu Kadim Shuvaymir Hotel Lechalashana. If this Maisa happened after he started the process, already before that, there's some Shabbos, he was a regular Yid. So it's Mutter the Chol Hashana. No, that's not true. The Chol Shabbos. Shabbos must be from the Atzmei. Each Shabbos is separate. Kim Shehemer, Botel Chalka Be'erev. See, he's no longer part of the Erev, because the Erev doesn't work for him, because he's like a Goy. On the other hand, Rosh Alei and the Shabbos is Acher, is Ad Sheyizkur Mimena. You need Skiris.
We're talking about the Shabbos after he did the Bishmad? Is that what we're talking about?
Right.
Well, who cares what he did? I mean, Yisrael of Pishachad Yisrael, he's still considered a Jew. He's just like a mummer. I mean,
right,
why, he's no different than a mummer, is he?
No.
So why are we differentiating between the two? I mean, you can't become a Jew. You can become a mummer, that you become.
Well, he'll get a din like a goy.
He gets a din like a goy?
Look, Abid Yisrael, he has a din like a goy. So
is it different than a mummer lahachas?
No.
It's the same thing.
Same thing, right. Every Shabbos which comes afterwards is a problem. If he happened on Shabbos, the people are allowed to carry that Shabbos. The Kiyum Shehotu Mitzvos are Shabbos, Hutu L'Chol Shabbos, because the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was in place that he can't back out of. Now, if he has a door going out to the Goyish neighborhood, if it wasn't there originally, and it was only added after he's kishmatzach, he says, you know what, I'm not really very comfortable walking out into the Yiddish neighborhood, I'm going to walk out, and he makes a new doorway out of his house. And Leo Basim and Shin Pei Gimel, that, so, he quotes the Prima Godin, as the Prima Godin says, that, if he did it during the weekdays, so by the time Shabbos comes, the Erev is now intact. So even though when he made the Erev, there was really no option for this Erev to be valid. Because there's a person who's in like a Goy being part of this Erev. And the Erev doesn't work. But by the time Shabbos came, it was rectified, it's a valid Erev. So that's what the Prima Godin says. So it happened during the weekdays. The time Shabbos comes, you the Erev becomes valid again. It's a Pesach Kodin Val Koponim. Bein and Shiyu L'Boy Arba Tzvachim. Arba Tzvachim has to be at least 4x4. The smallest size, which has a halachic status of a Pesach, is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. He can crawl through it. We say that he belongs to the Goyish neighborhood, and his doorway is the back door which he uses to go to the Goyish neighborhood. Rosh Hashanah has two svaras. Number one, the second story he says is that he really prefers the back door now. His back door is much more comfortable than walk out and walking through the chotzer with all the yidden who were staring, you know, daggers at him for gishmatzach. So let him go by the goyim. I like him, you know.
Not right. Necessarily, but it's a little bit better.
Right, and let's say Mainter. That's what he thinks he's going to come. Right. Well, the Maisa, he says a different sort besides that. He says, why? The Kerbin has told me this time. Kereshal Yeser Leim, Kilkamam and Simashin Pevov, Soev Siv Tez, Gabi Yisrael. There's a law that's accounted in the Gemara called Kerbin has told me this time. The Gemara says it, the place of the Gemara says it, is a case of dinner called Bar Mitzvah. So, if there's two brothers who, you know, they're getting Yerushim, they're adult people and they have their own properties. And there's Yerusha, and the father had different properties, and one of the pieces of property was immediately adjacent to of the father's Yerusha was immediately adjacent to two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, to Reuven's property. So Shimon says, "Listen, let's make a girdle, or let's divide each property up half and half." And Reuven says, "No, what? Listen, give the piece by me next to me. You'll take the other piece, right?" So you say it's a midas time. Shimon's part is a midas time. Reuven having two pieces next to each other is much more valuable.
Right.
So, and Shimon makes no difference. He has no adjacent piece anyway. So it's a midas time, and Shimon's part the immaculate to go ahead. So Chazal said, "Kaver is a midas time. We force him."
What do you mean, like, to be immaculate to go ahead?
Do you follow the case as it's me? Right. The father died. Reuven and Shimon own properties in the field, in the city. Reuven owns a property in the north of the town. Shimon owns property in the south of the town. The father dies. The father owns a property in the north of the town, next to Reuven's field. It's a property in the west. Right. So Shimon says, okay, you know, I credit you. Let's divide the property in the west half and half, and the property in the north half and half. Or let's make a girdle, and maybe I'll get the north one, you'll get the west one. Reuven says, no, I want to get the north one, which is right next to me. Because having two fields next to each other is much easier to work and deal with than to have a field in the north and a field in the west. And your field is in the south anyway. Either way, you're going to have to schlep. So for you, it doesn't make too much of a difference. To me, it makes a big difference. So be nice and let me take that field. So Mor said, that's a good sword. That's called Kevin Samidistar. We force Shimon to agree to Reuven's deal. So over here, basically, we're dealing with this.
How do you force him? Financially, physically? How does Beis Din?
There's no physical.
You don't hit him like Kaif and I said, oh, shit, it's a right.
Right, no.
You don't that. Okay.
No, Beis Din will basically go ahead and...
We'll give him a knas. Right?
I mean, though Beis Din will intervene and financially give him the field.
They can actually give him the field?
Right, yeah. I can account the more if somebody else would... If he would take it... If we would take it, we'll take it away from him and give it to Reuven.
Oh, really?
Oh, good evening, Dr.
So we're going to borrow this concept of midas toim to over here. This guy is not just an Erev. For him, the Erev is loymaila loymar. If he goes out the back door and he says he belongs to section to the Goyisha section, he doesn't lose anything and he didn't gain. If he stays over here, everybody loses. So we say, okay, we're going to give you a status that you belong to that field. To that chotzer, the Goyish chotzer, not the Yiddish chotzer, right? That we're going to force your hand and say that that's your reality, because what's not good to you?
I can understand that halachically you could force him because he's still a Jew. I mean, according to us, you can't switch that. But according to him, he thinks he's a Goy. Why does he have to? How will the Mezzan enforce it to a guy who converted?
Well, they don't have to enforce it. They just say he doesn't have a Chelik in this Chutz. He belongs to that Chutz.
So they make the decision.
He'd rather have the door which accesses the Goyish neighborhood is much more comfortable for him anyway. Like then going through the Yiddish neighborhood and everybody being upset at him that he's geschmatzes.
But okay. Once if he decides he's going to go through any door that he wants to go through,
we ignore him.
We ignore him.
We ignore him. I mean, also there's just that halacha covering stuff. The more it takes the Rebbe Metzger, the more he gives a second case. The field is up for sale, and the guy next door wants to buy it. So we say he has the first rights to buy it. Somebody else buy somewhere else. Something else was not given to them. And not only that, if they buy it, he can go to Bezin and take it out of their hands. He says, if I'm willing to buy it, you shouldn't have bought it, and I'm going to take it to Bezin, and Bezin
will. But he has to pay the price that they got.
He has to pay the price, right? Okay, so we're now going to start discussing. We've never discussed the lachos of shitufei mevuos yet. Now we're going to discuss the lachos of shitufei mevuos. So shitufei mevuos in some ways is similar to ruvei chatzeres, in some ways it's different. Also, chacham lataltim in a chatzeres lemovi. They said the same way you can't carry from your houses into the chatzer. You can't carry from, if you make an Erev in the different Chatzeres, each Chatzer has its own Erev, they can't carry into the Mavi. But the Hitiru al Yedei Shituf, they were matter through the process of Shituf. What is Shituf? Shigarvin Pas, Odover Archer Mimini Meichel, whereas by Chatzer it must be bread. Because by Chatzer, we're talking about this, they did the concept of the person being Kaveya, his Mokum here, this is the Mokum of the person, this is his house. This house is where you have your food. The main food, the main staple of life is bread, so that depends on bread. Over here, we're talking about the chetzeres vis-a-vis the mavis. We don't need specifically bread. We need something that they're being mishtatim in some type of food. Each chetzer donates some type, some element, some food. But as you put it into one of the chetzeres, v'anoroyim kilu pasuach. And then we deal with it as if the Mavi is now just an extension of that Chotzer, and that Chotzer, and now everybody's joined together. The goal of here is not to join the homes together, but rather the Chotzeres together. You can put it in the areas outside in the Chotzer as opposed to in the house. Or you can put it by Shane Baralarbo. So we said if it doesn't have 4 amas by 4 amas, it's not a valid house. And you can't put you can't put the Ruvei Chatzeres in a house which is not Roy Vadir. A house less than 4 by 4 is not Roy Vadir. That's a Gabi Ruvei Chatzeres. Because it's made for Dira. But over here it's not for Dira, it's just for usage issues. So this is a valid place to put it.
Does it tend to be more lenient than Ruvei Chatzeres, or there's no pattern?
In general, it's going to be more lenient. I seem to recall there's one element of Chumrah that has over. It'll come to me as we're going along.
Mm-hmm. There's always one example.
Yeah. Ain't shechem leitn mabayis el rachiyah b'mokam b'mishtam. The only reason why we would require a house is that. Is because you want a safe place. So you don't put it outside in the Mavi. That's a place which is easily accessible. It's not the Mavi opens up. There's a rab in the chatzar. You can say you can close. You can lock your chatzar at night time. You put it in the house for sure. It's mishtamer, but you put it in the Mavi, it's not mishtamer. Okay. So, Chazal said you can't carry from the Chazeres into the Mavi. Why is that? We look at the Mavi compared to the Chazeres as if the Chazeres is a private place and the Mavi is a place which is shared by many people. So it's once you made a Ruvei Chatzeres, they're one unit, that's a private place. Now you're carrying from your private place into this Mavi, which is a communal type of area. Shereb Yechon Rakla, it's a chotzer. Compared to above, with the chotzer is only for those specific people. Because of other Meshus HaYachid, sorry, Meshus HaRab, Meshus HaYachid, so you can't, we can't let you carry from the chotzer into the Mavi, or vice versa, because it's like carrying from the Meshus HaYachid to Meshus HaRab, and vice versa. Mitiru Ayin Eshituv, Chazal said Shituv works. Kashem, Shekashem, Shalubach Hatzeres, Ma'ar of Kobote Chotzer Yachel. Just like In the case of Reuven Chatzeres, we say all of the different member houses of the Chatzer now become one through the Reuven Chatzeres. And therefore it's all one big unit. It's all one new place. Can they help us in relation to some of the world? So now it's the pshat is it's the, we make all of the chatzeres into one. It's one big chatzer with the mavi, so that's it. It's just it's an access into its big chatzer. It's one big unit. Shigam and pass with the veracher. Vaftlin in the ruvah chatzeres being a dafka pass. Ruvah chatzeres we needed specifically bread. We didn't have a choice of other foods. Kili abasim and shin samavav. Shani hosim the air of mishum diru. That's by Reuven Chatzeres. Reuven Chatzeres is you're establishing your kavias that you're living here. The Arev de Rosan Lasus and Achas, you want to combine all the different places where they live to make it into one living unit. So he said, there are such a lot of men in Mishnim Shechalacha Pita. Bread is the staff of life. In prison, says, where my bread is, that's where I am. Okay, that we can understand. Mashaykim Meshutte Vimavu, Seinah Lok Lashate, Vershusa Chatzeres, Shemavavi. The goal over here is to combine the outside areas together of the chateris and the mavul. It's not a place of living. If any food would be sufficient for this person. That's why you're allowed to put it outside. Or a house is not 4x4. The feeling name of Kimlo Choshe Bayis, even if you would argue it's so small, it doesn't count like a house. In case of a Kiruy of Kimoshe, we ignore the different walls and its roof because it's so small, fine. A Kabonim Lagurmi Avrachotze, but it's not worse than the Avrachotze, you're allowed to put it there also. Chatzah is called putting in the chatzah that's sufficient. Finally, El Simeshin Samachov. Sif Gimel in Ruvah Chatzeres. There shouldn't be in Davka Sheinichenu Beis Dir. In other words, we're contrasting when it comes to Ruvah Chatzeres. That's not so. You must put it in a place a person's living. So that's the difference between the Ruvah Chatzeres and a Shetuvim Mavus. The Shulchan Aruch, as we've noticed before many times, we would like to see the Sif Gimel, should be at the beginning of the Siman, and Sif Dalet, and Sif Hay, and Sif Vav of what you can use to make a Ruvah Chatzeres, Shetuvim Mavuos. And then we'll start comparing and contrasting that vis-a-vis Ruvah Chatzeres. Mm-hmm. So before I notice Shetuvim Mavuos, I'm already contrasting it, well, this works, and here is with it, but what is it? We don't know yet, but we'll get to that. Meanwhile, before he gets to that, in Sif Gimel, in Sif Beis, he has an interesting case. Yisraelim Shadar B'Shloshim Mekamas Chaluk. They're living in three different Mavuos, okay? They're also called Echamim Mekamas Nulim Belaylo, and they're living in each one is closed at night. Vashamish Goiva Kemach Mekulim, he came along and he gathered Kemach, or bread, would be something being bread, or we said before, he can gather flour and make one bread out of it. They gather the bread, and they're all giving Mishtatev. Saying a Moyol, it doesn't work. Lehem Lishtat, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It has to be somewhere in this mavi. So how are you going to connect them? The point is you make a reshita, but then somewhere in this mavi you put it. Well, there's a mavi here and a mavi there and a mavi there. So where are you going to put it? How can you mishatev them together? So the Taka did put it down in one place. Okay. The other ones who didn't really contribute, because they're in different mavuos in different parts of the city. So that the fact that they have been mishtata doesn't make an iser, because they don't have a prata, they don't have any real bialis over this makom. So the law says, why are we saying that? Why don't we look at the whole city as one big mavui? Because you have a wall around the whole city, and so you have the equivalent of the mechitzas, and we'll just be mishtata all the different mavuos together, or these mavuos that want to be mishtata, be mishtata together, and that's it. He says, no, we don't look at it like that.
These mavuos, which want to be mishtata?
Right. So we look each mavui as a separate entity. You know, we don't look at it as one big unit. That's Mishnah Berurah's going to mention that. We seem to say not like that earlier.
But he's introducing something that's really off. I mean, the basic concept of shitui mavuos is within a single mavui, and he is already introducing a case in
right,
multiple mavuos.
The order of the presentation is fascinating. Yes. Zion. There is going to be an area which, even after you make your shituf, and you make these three mavuos one, you still couldn't carry from one to the other. There's some problem why carrying would not be possible from one to the other. Why is that? For example, there's going to live there, and they had not rented from them, so they couldn't carry. The Shartzim puts on above. They didn't have a source of Pesach. They never left Yibakara. They didn't have what you need to make the Mavi allowed for a king. There's an economy, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if all three of them are going to be contiguous, you're able to go one from the other without getting involved in any issues of limiting your right to carry. The Shita of the three Mavuos together would work, and you'd be allowed to carry from one Mavi to the other. But over here, there was a gap in between. So each mavui has to make its own eruv and then shituv, etc.
How did the Mishnah Berurah Sif Gimel read after Dainu Elul Shatef Rishusach Etzerus Shabamovoi? In the next line, Lo Rishusabatim Mechatzir Lavis.
Correct. Okay.
What's that mean? Okay.
Okay, so we're not there now, so let's go back. Okay. Tess. So you have to put it in. It's not going to work, because you have to put it in the Chatzar Shem Mavi, and there's no access from one to the other. The idea is you have to put it in that self same Mavi where the Shita took place. Okay. Means anybody has access to that Erev. So they can't, these other Mavuos can't get access to the Erev. They said that the case was each one had their doors are closed at night time. That's not really relevant. The Philips Bipsukhanami, even if they're open, keeping the mafsi by name, Mokam or Osir, Shannon Yakhalam Habiyas, it's impossible to get the sheets of Mavuos, you can't be part of that thing. Provided the Mahani Shitufa doesn't work. Then they hutuk me mutuk mishubas a rash, but they opened the Habiyasim. The case that they were shut, but really the reason why they're considered separate is not because you're shutting each one, shutting its door, and therefore like sort of saying, like, you know, leave me alone, I'm my own entity. It's because practically you couldn't carry from one to the other. So when there's no reason that part becomes irrelevant. With Saber Base Mayor, Yeshiva Dorm Kipshut. See, he wants to say Pshat. The Philo Bain. There's no gap. The Shetiknu Hamavuos Kedin. So the goy in the middle between the two Mavuos, you did Schirus Hashusim. The two Mavuos that you're talking about, you close them with the Ma'alam Machitza that is necessary. So the Chara now, it should work. You did Schirus, you did Machitza. Do just now be Mishtata together. Here. If they're not right next to each other and the doors are shut at night, if they're one, they're not one. It's not true. Harai, the doors are shut. Tashit who can the chaver biyachah? Can who berichu k'mahu? We got matlosas to look. You have two strikes against you. A, they're not right next to each other, and B, the doors are shut. And you call them yischaver biyachah. Well, it's not one. It's two different things.
Rikuk, you can never, I mean, there's no way of getting around that, is that correct? The Rikuk issue. I mean, if it's usher to be metaltel in between them, how are you going to get around that problem?
Now he's saying, even in the case where that wasn't a problem, the guy between the government, so he gave two examples of how you couldn't carry. One was to say the guy was in between. I did scare the just on the guy in between. And I made his movie with the lechi. So, what's the problem? I can carry there. He says, even so, I'm going to have a problem. What's my problem? Since they're not adjacent, even though I can carry the air from one to the other.
Where? I mean, not in the Rishus Rabim, so there is some kind of other connection between the Mavos, in other words. There must be some other connection.
Well, the Aruch HaShulchan says...
Hard for me to picture exactly how this
is. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the standard way they used to build the cities in the Zman Chazal was there were two main thoroughfares which ran, let's say, probably like north, south, east, west, mm-hmm. and would cut the city into four quadrants. Those two main thoroughfares, we saw before that, the highways that go in the early year, those are the foolish Mishalot, they go straight through from one side to the other, those are Rishasaran. In the middle of the town was this town square, where they would, you know, do their business. And then now you have four quadrants around the city. Those four quadrants basically was dealt with just with the walls. Be mavuos from mavi to a smaller mavi to a smaller mavi to your chutzner.
I see.
Then you build the houses around
off,
the chutzner.
Ultimately, off of those two cross streets.
Right. That was a standard. Right. That's what Aruch HaShulchan pictures. I'm not sure exactly like that. But within that, she had it well like this, and you'd have smaller mavuos and smaller mavuos and smaller mavuos, so you got to your chutz. Mm-hmm.
That was the Roman structure.
So
you see it in Yerushalayim. The car dump. If you ever got to the old city, you'll see it.
Ah.
Car dump goes one side, the other, and then there's another road that
goes the other,
one.
Perpendicular. Right. Interesting.
It's a Roman road. Okay.
So the problem is, over here, his case was either because he hadn't done a tikkun mavui.
Right.
So they put up a lefi. The problem is the guy that was in the middle, you did tzchiras rishus. So now, it's possible to go from one to the other. So they said, even though you've done everything you need to do, since A, they're not right next to each other, and B, if they shut their doors at nighttime and they close themselves off, then you can't make them one if they're not next to each other. So even though I theoretically could think it was, listen, the three of us will become one, and if you need the air, if you can come get it, you need the sheet, if you can come get it, you'll eat it. You know, that's the idea, everybody should have access. You could get it. Even so, you can't make them one because they're mice, they're not one.
And if the doors were open, it's still the fact that they're not right next to each other.
Wouldn't bother us. That's what you're saying.
It would not.
The two elements together.
Okay.
A, the fact that there's a gap. And B, the fact that there's, even though it's an accessible gap, it's a gap. And B, that they shut the doors at night. And that's what Rechava stresses, that the doors are shut at night. The Shidduch HaKadei L'Chava M'Yachem. And B, we got Madosa's Nulas, the doors are shut. You can't call them one. Yeah, we're one, but by the way, I lock my door at night and you shouldn't come near it. If they're not allowed to go out and in at night time, they keep everybody stays in. Once you shut the door at night time, that's it, you're in. So you knock on the door. Like, what's the verse of Gdula? So now, I mean, if we're being mishtal together, I'm saying I'm allowing you the rights to take this thing. So I'm basically saying I'll give you access. So that's enough. To be mad. So now what happened? So they now these three mavus were mishtata together. They stuck it in Mavi A. We call them in Mechaber showing Yisraelim, but Mechaber is Chalukim. They were in different sections. It's not exactly the same case before. We show you losses nula. Show you fill with tzuras apesim beinayim. Their doors were shut. No. Or there was this series of pesach between. The imkain al yedizet bavarei this chalak b'shus. If you hold your lebedrisas regal aleihem, gam ken in yichel meser aleihem. See, if they would come through here, you're a separate mavi. Leave me alone. Okay, one was a mission study basic. Amar shalom tiknu abavuos rak b'lechem b'ker. So they didn't make something which considers like a totally separate mavi. So then we say like this, that. The other ones don't answer because they don't have Jesus' right. You know, perish. Alpha Gav, Jesus was just live there. I showed a lot of walk through. Come on, come home and chase them. Derek Acher, Lotzes, Kevin and Silver, Derek Shum, Marshal Cousins, Simsim Sadi Bays, Sivov, Rabbi Sivim Mismir, Simsim Sadi Bays, Marshal Cousins. Basically, he's saying we're going to use some type of a trevis of Minister. Of, and you're not going to get this heter anyway, so why are you, you know, coming through here and making creating issue? You have another way to go. If you go your other way, don't use here. See, he got me walk through, but you look at it, he has no rishus to be here.
Midas Sodom in this case means, you're not, it's not hurting you, and yet you're messing it up for us, or what does Midas Sodom mean?
The Midas Sodom is where other person has a benefit, and you have no negative consequence, no real consequence. Lost because of it. So why are you being mocked but not the Gibbs? So that's called Minister.
What
time is it? 8:06. 8:05. Okay. So then we deal with the whole city is one month. So over here is the opposite. If you have one mavi and they want to make two groups, so you have to set it off into a different. You have to mamash make a the equivalent of a halachic wall. Otherwise, you have a problem. You have two groups and one mavi. Nobody can carry. So we have our choice of either make it through the pesach or two pasim. Extending out, and each one extending out, so that will make it as if it's two separate units. Even though there was said one wall, heck of a man. Sarkian, Pedro Shabur Kash. So Kaim alone, Shimish Tisam Akimus Sivkov, Ayan Shah, the Hecha, the Mukepas, when there's a wall, and Shemus Kikos, so Shadab, we deal with the whole city, like one Kotsu. So I come up with the Skalak, Mitzur Zapesach, Kabana Mishnei Pasim, Usagi Balecha Bikar. So now it's the opposite. So he says, interesting point. So now, if each mavi is ma'arif separately, so if this is one mechotzer, you're making your own section, so you're going to ask everybody else. No. We'll divide you off of the source of Pesach, etc. It's like you're a separate area. So you can't use a lechi b'kara. You have to specifically dafka use the source of Pesach or shnei pasim, which is like that's halachic division. It's like a separate area. See, it leads into the question. The din of Shetubim Mavuos is equivalent to Eruv Chetzeris. A, in the shear, the mount. Shishim Erevas B'Shalom, the woman could do it without the man's knowledge. We had before, if this house goes into this chotzer, we can marry against people can be mezaka him, a chelik in it. I'm sorry, shalom like this that the members of the house can give. Even a couple can gather the food. One person can do it for everybody. If the shuk was already, you don't need an heir. The same way that's true by Yeruba, it's true by Yeruba. They were sharing merchandise. The Zeba Yain and the Zeba Shem. So they, you know, we make a business together. I buy the wine, I supply the wine for the business, you supply the oil for the business. It has to be in one kli. Yudal, komish v'teh, ha'mavur b'simish shen samach vav, shiur ha'mavur b'simish shen samach ches, ha'gimel, shizim rebez v'shaloi b'shem samach zayin, shem ha'shem v'dayt l'gam k'nishom, shem yachol yibbois b'simish shen samach vav, ha'gimel, yachol yibbois b'kulim, shem ha'shem tes, shem ha'yib shetofin, yitzik l'arv, shem sef yudal b'hagot. So all these ideas that we mentioned before, and it gives you the maramokum of all of that. I'm sure you all remember exactly where they were also. He didn't really tell you that, but the Maaseh, he felt, for those that didn't, he said it. The summer, I'll be Shehem, Shehem, and Nimashka, the two different types of liquid. I'll be Shehem, if you put it in the same place, one in the container, so it's considered like one. Kliyachod, was Lomer, Skar Shakol, Ashloish Shutvik. We got three shuts now. Yeah, not sure. Of a snake halen, filling hoya shut was gulab min echad. So if it's different mashkim and it's one kale, you're good. What about it's the opposite? It's one pizza merchandise and two kale. Yeah, and a shemakuda gabla. It doesn't work. It has to be the Yerushut of one kli. After the Basim says, the case before where two kelim were, that was done intentionally with the Yerushut of Rishitu. This is business deals. And we say, well, once Yerushut of Yerushut, why should we do it again? But it wasn't then Mekliyachet in Mishnei Kelim Lo. That's only considered, it's clear that you're doing it for Shita purpose, that you're Meshutvin if it's a one clue.
I think he's referring to the Lashon of the Ramah, because he says, Afil lahayi mishtatev mishcheinav b'schayra. So he's mishtatev with mishcheinav, so that's two, and he's the third. That's how you're getting three.
Yeah, you're right. But that the Ramon Yishuv was after that Satura. Whoever brings him a chokum of zeh, but that the Midian Shabbim Shem 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 Riam Lisar of Yachad. I feel kashahol Yibram of Kliyachad Gam Kedin Skrim and Lem in Shituv. I'm real local. These are things that you would specifically keep separate, that you would not combine them together. So there's no real valid Shituv over here between the three people, because you want to keep them independent. You want to keep them separate. So they hold it doesn't work.